Conservatize Me: How I Tried to Become a Righty with the Help of Richard Nixon, Sean Hannity, Toby Keith, and Beef Jerky. Written and read by John Moe. Copyright 2006 by John Moe. Production and abridgment copyright 2006, HarperCollins Publishers. In Seattle, where I live, Republicans still run for office once in a while, but it's more of a hobby for them. In the 7th Congressional District, which includes most of Seattle, Jim McDermott has been elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 9 straight elections. He cruises to easy victories every time. In the run-up to the invasion of Iraq in 2003, McDermott went to Baghdad along with 13-term Michigan Representative David Bonnier, and the two of them were shown around town by emissaries of Saddam Hussein. Ultimately, they announced that as far as they could tell, there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. McDermott was heavily criticized for the trip. Conservative columnist George Will said, "McDermott and Bonnier are two specimens of what Lenin, referring to Westerners who denied the existence of Lenin's police state terror, called useful idiots." The trip took place just a few weeks before the 2002 elections, and McDermott, despite being denounced as a traitor by many on the right, cruised to victory with 74% of the vote. Of course, it should be noted that he was, you know, right about the whole weapons of mass destruction thing, but still, he could have been dead wrong, run naked through downtown Seattle shooting random strangers, and eaten a baby koala, live on television, and he still would have received at least 62%. Seattle likes liberals. It should also be noted that the Communist Party historically has always been strong in Seattle, and I've heard